Good afternoon, sir. Are you ready to get started? You look confused. Is something wrong? Oh, you must be expecting Dr. Ellis. She's my colleague, and unfortunately, she's gotten herself tied up in other affairs and won't be available today. I'm very sorry about that. It happened on such a short notice. Oh, no. It's quite all right, sir. You don't need to reschedule. I know you're used to her, but Dr. Ellis and I have the same amount of medical experience. In fact, we graduated from the same school. We weren't in the same graduating class, but I heard some wild stories about her. We can save that for another time, though. For now, know that I am just as capable as she is. Do you trust me, sir? Splendid. Let's begin. According to your chart, you've been a little sore since the last time you visited, is that correct? I see. Our initial x-ray doesn't show any signs of damage, but I would like to examine you more closely. Would you mind removing your pants for me, sir? Yes. I am aware that the soreness is happening in your upper body. However, the human body is a complex machine, and problems can originate in the most unexpected of places. So again, sir, please strip for me. Remove your underwear as well. Yes, sir, I do believe that it is necessary. If your genitals are responsible in any way, I'll need access, won't I? I'm glad you agree. Now, bend over the table. Getting the right angle is very important. Good boy. I know this approach seems unconventional compared to how Dr. Ellis normally does things, but we all have our methods. Now, let's look at your calf muscle. Very sturdy. My hands don't feel too cold, do they? Good. Let's go up a bit further to your thighs. They're very toned, sir. You must have an excellent exercise routine. Do my gloves feel smooth? Is the way that they slowly squeeze and caress your thighs comforting to you? Yes, sir, that was a very serious question. I'm almost offended that you would ask such a thing. You must remember, I am a professional. Everything that I do today will serve an important purpose. After all, they don't just let anyone become a doctor. No, sir, they certainly do not. Let's continue up your buttocks. Yes. Very soft, but slightly firm. A fine specimen, indeed. Are you all right? Sir, you seem a little concerned. Yes, sir. Smacking your buttocks was completely necessary. It may not appear that way, but I assure you that it is. Now, will you please let me do my job? Thank you. It's got a very subtle jiggle to it. Sir, did you just moan? No, I'm pretty sure I heard you moan. As a medical professional, I am aware that the buttocks can play a role in certain forms of pleasure, but you must try and control yourself. This is a decent establishment. Now, where were we? Yes. I think that's enough. I wouldn't want to risk any harm to these wonderful cheeks of yours. Has Dr. Ellis ever given you a prostate exam? No. That's surprising. Sir, I know you didn't come in today to help with your prostate. However, I am a doctor who likes to be thorough. As I always say, you can't leave any stone unturned. Or any hole unchecked. Spread your legs for me, sir. A little more. Perfect. Keep them just like that. This hole of yours is very tight. We'll need to open it up just a bit. I'll start with my pinky. Take a deep breath for me, please. Good. You're starting to open up. Oh, no sudden movements there. It'll make this a lot easier. Now, I'm going to remove my pinky and switch to my index finger. You're not feeling any pain, are you? I'd hope not with the lube that I added. No? Good. This is going more smoothly than I expected. If Dr. Ellis didn't check your prostate, then he must have some personal experience with this part of your body. It looks like you're enjoying this, sir. All part of the process. It's normal to experience pleasure when your ass, I mean your rectum, is stimulated like this. I wouldn't think any less of you if you ended up having an orgasm. In fact, I'd be a bit flattered. Sir, you've gotten quite the erection now. I've never seen someone get so hard for me before. I think it would be beneficial if I placed my other hand around your cock. For the purpose of the exam, of course. Oh, it's throbbing so much. In my experience, prostate exams are more effective when the patient's cock is being stroked at the same time. Judging by all the twitching and moaning you do, I think you agree. It seems like you're on the verge of coming, sir. My exam's not yet complete, so I'll have to keep going, okay? Just focus on my fingers sliding in and out, rubbing your prostate, my other hand massaging your cock gently and methodically. Let that sensation take over your mind and come for me. Oh, oh my, sir, you've made such a mess on the floor. I'm pleased with the results of this exam, but we'll need to run a couple more tests. That won't be a problem, will it? Oh, good. I always aim to keep my patients' happiness and well-being in mind, which is why I'm going to examine your asshole with my tongue now. Oh, you heard me. Milking you was just the beginning. Now hold still while I bury my face in your ass. Yeah, you like the feeling of my fingers dig into your ass cheeks? Feeling my tongue punch this tight little hole? Over and over again. No, most patients don't let me do this to them. They always get angry and storm out. But you're not gonna do that, are you? Good boy. Keep trusting your doctor and she'll always make you feel good. Damn, you're already twitching so much already. I won't even have to stroke you this time. What a butt slut. Looks like you're just about done. I'm gonna have to put my mouth all over your asshole and make you come extra hard. Excellent. excellent job, sir. This procedure was even more successful. Are you feeling okay? Do you need a moment to recover? Here, drink some water. I want to make sure you sound hydrated. And while you're doing that, I just need to get something from this drawer. Oh, it's just some equipment that I'll need. I want to perform one more examination on you, and this device will help with that. No, sir. Stay where you are, and I'll walk over and show it to you. See this strap on? It's going inside you, okay? Why? Because, sir, fingering and licking your asshole is not enough. In order to ensure that your prostate is healthy, I must peg you as well. Tell me, what if I missed something because I wasn't thorough enough, like a warning sign for a preventable disease? Then I wouldn't be a very good doctor, now would I? I do this because I care. Because going the extra mile for my patients is always worth it. Now, no more arguments, no more questions. Just be a good boy and listen to your doctor. Arch your back and stick that lovely ass in the air for me and get ready. This will be over before you know it, but something tells me you won't want it to end. Okay, I'm all lubed up. First, I'll slide my cock between your cheeks. Does that feel good? Having the tip rub against your asshole. Now I'm going to slowly slide it in. Ooh, you're taking it like a champ. There we go. Every inch of me is inside you. Does it hurt at all? No. I'm glad. If it starts hurting at any point, let me know. I wouldn't want to do anything that jeopardizes our doctor-patient relationship. You know, not every guy is worth pegging, but you. Your bare ass was just begging to be filled. And how could I possibly resist? It feels good on my thighs. Slam into your cheeks, doesn't it? I'm not trying to be rough, but I love blowing your ass so much. Come on, move those hips, baby, back into me. Oh, yeah. Show me how much you want it. Yeah, that's right. Keep bouncing on my cock. Give in to the lust. Oh, this is making me so wet. I see you gripping the table, slut. Are you gonna come again? Yeah, that cock of yours is twitching, like just like before. I'm not gonna stop thrusting until you shoot another load. Come on. Come for me, do it for your health. Good boy. I hope your cum doesn't stain the floor permanently. Does your ass feel okay? Be honest with me. Alright. I'm going to prescribe you some painkillers just in case. I might need to finish myself off before you leave. I might have to finish myself off after you leave. That last exam really got me worked up. What? You think I'm unprofessional? Unethical? Ugh, It's a bit late to complain about what I did to you. Nothing was stopping you from yelling for help, or even getting up and leaving. You wanted this. You wanted to be a good boy for me, and you certainly were a good boy. following my instructions and letting me have my way with you, there was a bit of pushback, but I think we both know that it was just an act. You were always mine, even if you won't admit it. In any case, we're done for today. Take your prescriptions and get it filled. I can recommend that you clean yourself up before you return to the front desk. I wouldn't want anyone to expect anything. I wouldn't want anyone to suspect anything. Meanwhile, I'll process your exam results and keep them on file for your next visit. Oh, you thought this was just a one-time thing. Oh, you silly goose. Remember when I mentioned Dr. Ellis getting tied up in some other affairs? I may or may not have something to do with that, and I'm very capable of doing it again. Besides, I've taken much better care of you than she has. I bet that frigid bitch hasn't even considered milking you dry. What a waste. You deserve a doctor who cares about you and addresses your every need, don't you? So, ask for me next time you set up an appointment, or if you're feeling lazy, I also do house calls.